The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, says it will sustain the publication of names and pictures of students who cheat in examinations conducted by the council. According to WAEC, the publication of names and pictures in the national dailies is a name and shame approach that the council has adopted in its efforts to prevent examination malpractices. The principal PRO of WAEC, Agnes Teikujo, told George Asekere that such publications are in line with WAEC's rules and does not also go against the laws of the nation.
We are doing that because of the trend of exam malpractices and also because our rules state that we should do so. So that is why we are doing that.
How is the trend? Is it increasing?
Yes, yes.
What measures has WAEC put in place to curtail these things?
The council has for some years now embarked on vigorous sensitization exercises, inspection at the various centers, sensitization of officers conducted for the exam in our examination. Also, before every NOVDEC exam or every other examination, we hold oral with the candidates, we talk to them, we tell them what to do, and we make sure that our rules are thought out to them. We put the rules out on the net and all that for the candidates to know what exactly they are supposed to do. But you know that some of them really go to the exam room with the intention to cheat. So that is why we have taken this in a bit to bring down more practices.
Previously, WAEC will not publish names and then pictures. But why these days pictures?
We have adopted a name and shame attitude towards the examination.
Well, I'm wondering if there were no other ways of dealing with these things instead of publishing the pictures, since that has legal implications.
There are other ways by which we cancel their results, but we have gone a step further because of the way things are going. So the school examiner will publish the names of the schools also.
So what happens if it finally comes out that maybe a student A or B was not actually involved?
These are NOVDEC 2010 candidates. So we have already done our investigations. We have gone to our board for approval to cancel their results. We have written to the candidates. We have done everything. So this is the last, the evidences. In alleged cases, we will not go ahead to do that. These are proven cases.
Will WAEC allow such candidates to write future exams conducted by the
it
council?
It depends on the offense. In case of impersonation for 2 years, we don't allow you to write the exam.
Principal PRO of WAEC, Agnes Teikujo, talking to George Asekere.